You scan the scene, desperate for a flash of peacock blue. How could you have lost her? It's a village of five roads, for goodness sakes. You sag with defeat as a buggy hurtles past, almost mounting the curb and blindsiding you. You register the symbol of the resort on its side and the back of a uniformed driver as it zips down the street. Two bulging linen sacks cram the back seat. You wonder what housekeeping is doing so far from the resort. Then you notice a bunch of purple heads drooping from the opening of one of the bags. Delilah's bouquet! You dash after the buggy as it veers right into the docks precinct and heads towards a glass-walled restaurant on the corner. Your mouth waters as you remember this used to be one of the best Chinese restaurants on the North Coast. Your momentary Epicurean flashback means you've lost sight of the buggy and the bouquet. You scan the green again, recalling the concierge's speech about markets, kids' jumping castles, and live music in the village, and see how perfect this area would be for those activities. The thought also makes you slump with despair. Finding the missing rings here will be like finding a baby's tooth in a sandpit. You glance down and realize you are standing on the black and white checkered board of a giant draft set. There, hovering beside you, is a figure swathed in the scent of incense and dark jade robes embroidered with gold dragons. A thin beard of platinum trails from its chin to the ground. You immediately think of those statue buskers and look for a hat to throw a coin in. The figure raises its head and regards you with eyes of inscrutable onyx.
"I am Kinky Linky,"
she screeches with a high-pitched cackle. You weren't expecting that and wonder if she's aware of her facial hair situation.
"I know what you seek and where they now dwell, but warn you to abandon your quest or else."
Kinky Linky raises her arms high above her head, revealing her underclothes as her robes slide open. You recognize the uniform.
"Become really unwell."
You're confused. Is this some loopy cross-dressing housekeeper who's inhaled the bathroom cleaner once too often? Or a witch who knows where the rings are? "Have you been in our rooms? I need those rings back. Where are they?" you demand. She points a wizened finger at a bag full of soiled linen at your feet. You plunge your hand into the sodden mass with more confidence than you feel, hoping you don't catch anything deadly, and pull out the rings.
"They are cursed. Let them be gone or lose more than just your fortune,"
Kinky shrieks. Kinky Linky's apocalyptic warning roils through your head as you jam the rings into your pocket. You've never heard anything so ridiculous in your life, and immediately turn your back on Kinky Linky and her sickly-smelling aura. You can't wait to find Delilah and show her the rings. Perhaps this will convince her and Barry that you really are worth your weight in antique gold. You hear a familiar crooning on the breeze and follow it to the broad wooden jetty to the east of the docks precinct. Delilah slumps at the jetty's edge, swinging her legs sorrowfully, serenading the dark waters below. Your heart freezes, fearing what she is contemplating. You rush to her side.